Welcome to the Business Life and Joy podcast, where we believe that both your business and your life can be filled with joy. If you want to grow an online business without fear, self-doubt, or the need to take on a hustle around the clock mindset, you are in the right place at the right time. I'm your host, Shante Grant, creative entrepreneur, teacher, two-time online business owner, mom, wife, and friend. Thank you for being present with me for today's episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast. Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast. Guys, I am going to try to talk a little bit slower today. My husband tells me he walked in and I was in the middle of maybe a webinar, and no, it was a podcast interview actually for another podcast. And he just kept going, slow down. And I was like, I know I talk fast when I get excited, but I am going to try today. Tell me if you notice a difference, to slow it down. I just think he listens slowly, but you know, I do talk fast when I get excited. So welcome to today's episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shante Grant. And last Thursday, June 21st, was the first official day of summer. Time is moving fast, friends. School is out, at least it is for us here. July is waiting for you to fill it with memories. But before you do, I really want to help you today by thinking through seven ways that you can do, or 7 ways you can prepare your business for summer. So the time between now and when school starts back up, whether you have children or not, that time period is still an important time frame. I think it's a time when people are vacationing, they're off of social media a bit more than usual, and they're just taking time to travel, visit friends, family, do all the things that they typically don't do during the other days of the year or the times of the year. So today I want to give you a very short list and a very short episode because it's summer and maybe you still are listening to podcasts on your walk, on your drive, but I want to give you a short list of things that you can do to prepare your business for summer so that you can enjoy your summer to the very fullest. Now, before I get to the very first thing that you can do, I want to share that today's episode is brought to you by Spring Forward, my new online workshop that teaches you how to take control of your time today. And it's very relevant to what we're going to talk about today. Now, inside Spring Forward, you'll find a full workbook, 5 lessons plus a bonus lesson and more, all teaching you how I am able to make the most out of my time to maximize my most limited resource, which is my time, which allows me to run 2 online businesses, host a weekly podcast, pick up my daughter by carpool, and still make time for my weekly Target and TJ Maxx runs, right? You can live a life and grow a business on the other side of busy, and I want to show you how. So I want you to go right now, hit pause to springforwardworkshop.com. Again, that is springforwardworkshop.com. Okay, let's get down to 7 things that you can do to prepare your business for summer. Number one is simply to narrow down your goals. You guys, I talk about it a lot here on the podcast and really everywhere I go about hashtag team too much, because I was the president, I was the vice president, I was the chair, I was the secretary, the treasurer. I was all the things in team too much in business and really in life. And that's kind of what got me started on this journey that has led me to really focusing on teaching women how to get to the other side of busy, is recognizing that was not the way. Having so many goals, having so many things trying to accomplish in my business, in my life, every single day, where every day the only word I could use to describe me was busy, busy, busy. And then now on this side where I have, you know, crossed over to the other side of busy and just seeing how I get so much more done by focusing on less and giving less more time. I'm going to tell you, friends, that if you want to have a successful anything, narrow down those goals, prioritize. What is one thing that you can work on for your business this summer? Just one. I was about to say uno, but one thing that you can focus on in your business and work on that. Make that your aim for this summer. Not 7 things, not 3 things, not 4 things. What's one thing? And if you accomplish that all the way to its maximum, You know, if you just accomplish all that you can get out of that and you still have time left and you still want more, then we can come to the next one thing. But my first thing I want you to do is narrow down your goals to one goal to accomplish in your business over the summer. Number two is to schedule in your trips, your family time now, and then plan everything else around that. Don't say, okay, I'm going to do a launch here, or I'm going to do, you know, launch my website here or update this here. First, look at your calendar and make sure everything is written in, all of your trips, family time, appointments, vacations, whatever that looks like. And then I want you to schedule work around that. That's going to make it so much more enjoyable when you're traveling. You're not going to be in the midst of trying to enjoy family and work, but you're going to plan that accordingly. So schedule in those things, your photos, whatever it is you have going on this summer, put that on your calendar first and plan your work around that. That's number two. Number three is I want you to simplify your offerings. So if you're a products-based business, how can you simplify over the summer so that you're not trying to sell everything? Simplify, because that's going to allow you to enjoy your time away and still meet the needs of your audience. And really, you'll probably find that people will buy more than usual because you haven't inundated them with so many choices, which I think that's a good year round. But even if you want to take that and simplify it even more, I know we are doing that for Because of Zoe Designs, particularly as we get closer to my maternity leave. Simplify what you have to offer over these summer months. And then that also makes it a remarkable difference when you're ready to do your fall launch or your back to school launch or whatever that might look like for your business. So number three is just simplify your offerings. Hey friend, it's me, Shantae. And I know you're probably already said at least once this week how busy you are. Am I right? You know, when your to-do list doesn't seem to quite match up to the amount of time you have to get it all done. And not just for business, but for your life too. That's where I can help. Allow me to introduce you to my Spring Forward Workshop, an online workshop that teaches you exactly how I am able to run two online businesses, host a weekly podcast in my day at 2:30 for carpool, and of course, I make time for the occasional Target and TJ Maxx runs. I created this workshop to help women just like you start exactly where you are. And we work together to help you create a plan for the limited time that you have each and every day. Now, each lesson is designed to teach you a new skill and comes along with in-depth worksheets to help you to apply each lesson. Now, this hands-on workshop will require you to challenge the old way of thinking about time and teach you how to build time-maximizing habits. Spring Forward comes with lifetime access to any and all updates, 5 short and powerful lessons teaching you how to take control of your time, a detailed workbook to help you implement every lesson, examples of my workflows that I create in my own businesses to get the most out of my time, and so much more. So if you're ready to ditch busy and give overwhelm the heave-ho, join me inside of this online workshop as we spring forward to the other side of busy. Sign up today at springforwardworkshop.com. That's springforwardworkshop.com. Number four, plan on how you're going to keep your audience engaged. So that means right now, batching your content and having an ad strategy. Staying top of mind over the summer will lend itself well for you when your fall launches, or when you have a fall launch, there we go, for your products or your services. So do that work now. You know, you can plan all of July's content in June. You can go in and get that out of the way so that you're still having conversations with your audience. You're still reaching new people, because I think a business should always be doing two things, taking care of your current and then also adding in new customers. So go in and batch that content now. And I talk a lot about batching and how to do that, and how to think through what to batch, and even showing you my workflows and what I batch in my business in Spring Forward. And you can learn more about that at springforwardworkshop.com, or a link to that will be found in today's show notes at shantaegrant.com/60. So number four is to plan to keep your audience engaged. Number five, set office hours if you haven't before and make them very clear. Meaning put that on your emails. If you talk a lot on social media, make it very clear what your office hours are. Are they Tuesday through Thursday over the summer? I know one person in particular told me she works 5 to noon, Monday through Thursday. Those are her summer hours. So that afternoon, she literally has the rest of the day to spend with her children. And she has Friday, Saturday, Sunday all day for family. And I thought that was really wonderful because when you think about it, that's a pretty full work day that she essentially gets in, but she still's done by noon. I love that so much. So whatever that does look like for you, which most people it's modified, make that very clear and go on and set those now, because now, like I talked about last week, you're setting a boundary for yourself and for others. And when you set that boundary for yourself, you're going to find that you're more productive in the limited time that you have to get work done. So number five is to set hours if you haven't already, and then make them very clear. Okay. Number six is to batch now and create workflows. So workflows essentially tell you this is how we do the things we do in our business. Essentially assume someone comes in today and is going to take over all the things you do in your business, something that you do every time, whether that's a product launch, a course launch, whether that's how you hold challenges, whatever you do in your business, how you send emails, how you welcome people into your Facebook group. You should have a workflow for all of those things. And I teach you how to do that again in Spring Forward. It's just a coincidence that you can learn more about it at springforwardworkshop.com. But really get that done now. Not only is that going to pay off for your summer, but that's going to pay off, you know, in every month of the year for your business. But you want to batch now and create those workflows to make sure that your business is still running smoothly and that you know exactly what needs to take place. You know, what are those things that need to be done? Because then you can come back in July and say, okay, here's how we do XYZ. We're never starting from zero. That's the point of workflows, right? So that every time you come back to do something, you never start from ground zero. You start from maybe 10%, 50%, 70%, 90%. Maybe it's most of it's already done, but make sure you're batching and creating those workflows now. And number seven is to set aside a date. This is so important. Set aside a date to sit down to plan August and September in your business, because those 2 months are vital for preparation for the high sales volume that you usually and we all usually see in fourth quarter. So if you go on and plan that now, you know, on this day, whether it's the end of July or mid-July, I'm going to sit down. This is going to be my one day where I'm going to take X amount of hours and go on and plan August and September. Plan that in your business, because those are the months that are vital for preparation for the high sales you're going to have. And if you need help with figuring out how to do that to really have a profitable plan, then I want you to go to peacepaceprogress.com and get on the wait list for that course and that program, because that's exactly what I teach you, how to go from big picture goals, create those, and then break them down to the monthly, weekly, daily. So those are seven things that you can do right now to prepare your business for summer. I'm going to do a quick review of those, and then I'm going to let you get back to enjoying your summer, my friend, or really whenever you're listening to this. But chances are, if you're listening, it's because you want to get ready for a new season or the summer. Okay, number one was just to narrow down your goals. Number two was to schedule in your trips, family time. Do that first and then plan your work around that. Number three is to simplify your offerings. Number four, figure out your plan for how you're going to keep your audience engaged. Number five, set office hours. Number six, batch now and create workflows. And number seven is to set aside a time to go on and plan August and September in your business, because those 2 months are vital for preparing for the high sales months that are coming along in fourth quarter. And there you have it, my friends. Those are seven things that you can do right now to prepare for summer. Hey, friend, it's me, Shantae, coming right in the middle of our conversation in this podcast episode, but it's with good news. I have a question for you. Have you ever found yourself at the end of the day or the week or the end of the month with little to no results to show for it, despite the fact that you were so quote unquote busy the entire time? Well, guess what, my friend? You're not alone. And most importantly, this does not have to be your story. I want to tell you and introduce you to my brand new training called Peace, Pace, Progress. It teaches you how to get work done that matters, how to go from big picture goals all the way down to the day-to-day activities, and how to get specific and leave the generic and general out of your plans, and so much more. Are you tired of filling notebooks with ideas that never happen? Well, let Peace Pace Progress help you sort through those ideas and teach you which ideas to prioritize and which to trash so that you can begin to see tangible, measurable results in your business. So, my friend, what are you waiting for? It's time to put an end to no longer having a system that works. No more working on several things at once and not accomplishing anything that makes your business money. Don't go another day wasting your precious time. So today is the day for peace, pace, and progress in your business. Find out why Dion says, "So I just finished Shantae's Peace, Pace, Progress course, and it is everything." From the very beginning of the course, everything resonated. I was definitely team too much. I was grinding for hours on end and into the wee hours of the morning. And now, after Peace, Pace, Progress, when I look back, very little of what I was doing really accomplished anything to move my business forward. Now I know exactly how to do that. Stephanie says, "I finished Peace, Pace, Progress and loved it. I've always felt a lot of anxiety about feeling like I should be doing so much to get things accomplished, but it was hard to get that broken down into specific steps and timelines for some reason. But now, thanks to Peace, Pace, Progress, I've got my weekly and daily workflows filled out and I know exactly what I should be doing." So are you ready to get things done, make the most of your time, and get more done in less time? If so, head on over to peacepaceprogress.com to learn more, my friend. I'll see you there. Until next time, I hope that wherever you are and whatever you are doing, that the sound of my voice finds you in the midst of pursuing something that has sincere meaning to you. You can find a brand new episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast each and every Monday morning waiting just for you at shantaegrant.com/podcast. And remember, the best way to say thank you for the podcast is by sharing the content with a friend. Until next time, my friend, may your business and your life be filled with joy. Bye for now and happy summer.